2. Castillo Palacio de Elda. Elda's Castle Palace is an Islamic fortress and refuge, feudal castle and count's palace. This asset of cultural interest is the result of building work taking place between as far back as the 12th century and the present day, covering an estimated 5,231 square meter. For more than 800 years, it has been one of the monuments that best reflects the historic transformations and changes undergone by Elda, a small farming community in the Medio Vinalopó Valley, which, over time, has turned into an industrial and tourist city and the region's administrative capital. The castle was originally an Almohad fortress built with a polygonal outer wall and 10 square towers, intended to provide shelter for the people and livestock living in the surrounding area. The predominant building technique used was that of lime plaster the stone walls, and the site also features a rectangular water tank. The Islamic era ended in 1244 with the Treaty of Almizra, and the castle became part of the Castilian Kingdom of Murcia. It passed through the hands of various owners, including Guillén el Alemán, the Order of Santiago, the Infante Don Manuel, and a number of members of the Royal House of Aragon. In 1424, Violante de Bar, wife of Juan I, sold the valley and the castle to Ximén Pérez de Corella, who owned the monument until 1513, when it became property of the Coloma family. These unstable circumstances, border situation and rebellions, conflict between Castile and Aragon, changes in ownership, resulted in major alterations to the building throughout the 14th and 15th centuries, especially by the Corella family, who began to convert it into what eventually became a lower medieval Gothic or early Renaissance palace, home to the Baron of Elda, as part of a process completed by the Coloma family over the course of the 16th century. The chapel was built and refurbished on an old baths area in the southwestern sector of the old site, where more traces of living quarters are preserved. Two of the 10 towers were clad with masonry and took on a circular layout, with a new entrance placed between them. The citadel was surrounded by a second wall or Renaissance-style outer wall, together with a monumental barbican access. A major underground system was built in the inner courtyard, as well as an enigmatic staircase, known as the Count's Passageway. The medieval cemetery, used from the 13th to the early 16th century, was abandoned. Rooms for stately departments and services, such as general stores, were built around the parade ground. On the whole, the period when the Coloma family, Counts of Elda from 1577 onwards, were in residence, was marked by profound physical transformations that accentuated the building's palatial character. The counts moved their habitual place of residence first to Valencia and then to Madrid, to the detriment of the palace, which gradually deteriorated from the 18th century up to the land division process that began in the 19th century, when it was sold for 121,000 reals in 1848 and partially demolished. From that moment onwards, it underwent a long period of neglect, ransacking, sale of materials, and severe ruin until well into the 20th century. Since the 1980s, the current owner, Elda City Council, encouraged and promoted a series of archaeological, architectural, and restoration projects at the site, with the aim of recovering its past glory and highlighting its importance. At present, work is underway to preserve this monument and open it to the public, which will not be possible until the project has been completed.